Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Republican-led House has passed a measure that demands the White House send weapons to Israel.
Republican lawmakers have accused President Biden of abandoning Israel by putting on hold a shipment of some 3,500 bombs that could be used for a Rafah offensive. And they voted to force the weapons transfer. House Speaker Mike Johnson before the vote.
This should not be a partisan issue. It is shameful that it has become that. We have to stand with our closest ally, Israel. They are the only stable democracy in the Middle East. They are one of our closest friends.
More than a dozen Democrats joined with House Republicans to pass the measure to help arm Israel. But Democratic leaders in the Senate say it won't get a vote there. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A bronze statue of evangelist Billy Graham has been unveiled at the U.S. Capitol today.
The 7-foot-tall statue is one of two that North Carolina and each state gets to place on display inside the hall to honor notables in their history. Graham's likeness, depicting the Charlotte-born minister with his archetypal gesture toward an open Bible in his hand, was revealed inside National Statuary Hall during a gathering attended by House Speaker Mike Johnson, Governor Roy Cooper, former Vice President Mike Pence, state congressional and legislative members, and Graham's family. An advisor to presidents from Dwight D. Eisenhower to George W. Bush, Graham influenced both the political and spiritual realm during his ministry career. Speaker Johnson recalled the personal importance that Graham's ministry of preaching the Christian gospel had on his life and those of others he serves with in Congress. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The Coast Guard estimates that up to 2,000 gallons of oil may have spilled into surrounding waters when a barge carrying fuel broke free from a tugboat and slammed into a bridge near Galveston, Texas. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 38 points, the NASDAQ dropped 44, the S&P 500 index lower by 11. This is SRN News. Abortion will be the deciding issue for a lot of Americans on Election Day.
According to a poll released by the Public Religion Research Institute, 36% of voters will not cast their ballot for any candidate who does not share their views on abortion. That's up from just 21% back in 2018. Democrats are more likely than Republicans to be doctrinaire on abortion, as are young people. In fact, voters ages 18 to 29 feel more strongly about the issue than any other age group. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has upheld a lower court's ruling that a Georgia county illegally discriminated against a sheriff's deputy by failing to pay for his sex change operation. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the landmark Civil Rights Act of 1964 does cover transgenderism, despite the fact the term is not mentioned anywhere in the law. This is SRN News. There are long-term effects of last year's deadly wildfires in Maui.
Researchers say 74% of those who participated in a University of Hawaii study examining the health effects of the deadly wildfires may have difficulty breathing and otherwise poor respiratory health. Almost half show signs of compromised lung function. The study looked at 679 people in January and February, but researchers hope to eventually enroll 2,000 people to generate what they call a snapshot of the estimated 10,000 people affected by the fires. I'm Donna Warder.
The Biden administration has proposed an end to new coal leasing from federal reserves in the most productive coal mining region in the U.S. The move announced Thursday would limit what they call future climate-changing greenhouse gas emissions from burning the fuel. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.